I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am going to make you feel so much smarter than you even realize you are right now. We like to do this from time to time. It's called Online Idiots. Some people post the most ridiculous and dumb things online, frankly. So I'm a collector. I collect dumb things. Here we go. Online idiots! Okay, example number one. That's it. That seals the deal. I've been an American for 54 years, and in all that time, I've never seen an election this bad. I'll be packing my bags for Alaska, where at least they know how to run a country. They sure do.
Yep.
Example number two. Someone who clearly had no understanding of U.S. history posted this question. So, for the Louisiana Purchase, how did they get the land all the way over here from France?
Oh boy.
I don't know, a tugboat? I don't know.
Not quite sure.
Excellent question.
So good.
Example number three. My sister is pregnant, and I can't wait to see if I'ma be an uncle or an aunt. You're gonna be an idiot your whole life.
Yes, don't just stay away from that kid.
Oh my God. Okay, example number four. While inquiring online about a cruise, the man asked, what time is the midnight buffet?
Oh God.
It's 9 p.m., sir. Get in line promptly at 9. And finally, number five. This was a question a customer asked on a furniture store's website. He wrote, your bookcases, are they real wood or stimulated wood?
What?
Definitely stimulated,
for yeah. For sure, stimulated. That's the only kind they sell there. Yep. Stimulated.
He just really enjoys furniture.
Yes.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.